A retired state judge hired by the Diocese of Springfield to investigate a claim of sexual abuse by the late Bishop Christopher Weldon issued his report today. After a nearly year-long investigation that included a series of interviews and reviewing documents, Judge Peter Vila said he came to an informed and indisputable conclusion. The allegations against the highly revered religious leader are unequivocally credible.
So that all of you know and it's clear, the standard of proof that I use is the highest standard, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Weldon served as bishop in Springfield for 27 years and died in 1982. The accusation against Weldon was made in 2014 to the Diocesan Review Board by a man who said he was sexually abused in the early 1960s by Weldon and two other priests who were both deceased. Last year, after speaking with the victim, Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rosansky, now the Archbishop-elect of St. Louis, made a formal complaint about Weldon with the Hampden County District Attorney and asked Vilas to investigate the allegations. The nearly 400-page report from Vilas was released Wednesday on the diocesan website. Vilas, who conducted the investigation with the help of retired Springfield Police Detective Sergeant Dennis O'Connor, said the diocese fully cooperated.
The investigation took us to many spaces, places, thoughts. The investigatory procedure was right and rigorous.
Vilas said he found there had been a reluctance to fervently pursue the allegations against Weldon due to his prominence and revered legacy in the religious community.
The whole process that was employed in assessing and eventually concluding with respect to these allegations was woefully deficient.
Rosansky said Weldon's victim was notified in advance of the public release of the Vilas report.
I want to sincerely apologize to this victim, not just for the terrible abuse that he had to endure as a young child, abuse which still haunts him to this very day, but I want to apologize for the chronic mishandling of this case time and time again since 2014.
The Springfield Diocese now views Weldon as a disgraced former bishop.
This finding, though clearly justified, will be painful for many Catholics, including myself, to hear, as yet again, their church has failed to live up to its promise and obligations.
Rosansky said Weldon's name will be added to the official list of priests credibly accused of sexual abuse. All pictures of Weldon will be removed from church property. His remains will be relocated to a less prominent spot in the diocesan cemetery, and marked by a simple gravestone. Rosansky also called for Trinity Health to remove the former bishop's name from its rehab facilities. To respond to future complaints of clergy sex abuse, Vilas is recommending the diocese adopt what he called a system based on checks and balances, along with transparency and accountability. He recommended appointing an administrative supervisor of investigations who would oversee the entire process and make sure evidence is preserved.
I can't emphasize enough how I hope they follow what I will like to call dictates, but I don't have that authority. So there are suggestions.
In anticipation of the Vilas report, Rosansky late last year appointed a task force to recommend changes to how the diocese responds to clergy sex abuse complaints. The panel is chaired by retired Judge Daniel Ford.
Judge Vilas has made some very thoughtful recommendations about ways to improve the process going forward. He has given us the foundation upon which to build.
In light of the Vilas findings, Jeffrey Trant, who heads the Diocesan Office of Safe Environment and Victim Assistance, said past claims of alleged abuse would be looked at to see if further investigation is warranted. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.